So, hi, my name is William Sigler. I'm interviewing.
Linda Marie Stanisca
And we're asking questions. I'm going to be conversating with her about segregation and racism when she was younger and how it affected her through her days. So, the first question I have for you is, how often was segregation or racism brought up in your household when you were younger?
Never.
Do you think that like your parents could have been like a low key to racism or segregation? Do you think they ever felt anything like that?
I don't know if they did, they did not share it.
When people said or say racial slurs, how does this make you feel and why?
It makes me feel bad that it puts people all in one bin instead of an individuality. Because everybody is different and slurs are not necessary for anybody, whether you're white, Spanish, black, or anything. We're all human.
Do you think stereotypes are true? Like, stereotypes in society today? Like for all races?
Society does make them true. It depends on the group of people that they're speaking of. Like if you have people that are lazy and don't want to go to work, whether they're white, black, Spanish, whatever, then they're in a segregation that they're non-workers. They don't want to work. That's the segregation that I hear and see.
When you were in school, were there colored kids that went there?
In Holy Name of Jesus School, no. In St. Boniface Business School, yes.
Do you think it was because when you got older that more people in your neighborhood or more people around you had been more accepting of people of different races?
No, when I went to high school, the high school was based in a mixed neighborhood. And that's when I first got my introduction to mixed races.
Did you ever display any type of segregation or racism towards anyone?
No.
Do you feel like there's a certain part of you as like in your personality that there's a reason why?
Because I think everybody are human. We all have feelings. We all have choices. Whether we take a good choice or the wrong choice, every race can make their decision.
Has anyone treated you differently because of your race?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you aware of African Americans being killed by police? What is your response to these killings?
Yes, I am aware of it. I think it's horrifying. Depending on the situation, I do not know if the police officers were threatened, but if they were not, it is just wrong.
How many colored people do you interact with on a daily basis?
6 to 7.
Is this throughout your daily routine or in your work environment?
It's my work environment.
So, would you say that people, like, there's not a majority of people in your work environment?
There's a mixture. I haven't counted how many of each.
So there's a wide diversity.
Yes.
On April 20th, 1971, how old were you when the Supreme Court in Swan v. Charlotte Mecklenburg Board of Education upholds a browsing of the legitimate means for achieving integration in public schools happened? How old were you and how did you feel about it?
I had just turned 11 and I had no clue.
Did you think where you lived is segregated?
Not that I was aware of.
Is where you live now segregated? Do you think there's more of one race than another?
No.
Thank you. So this is concluding our interview, and thank you for listening.